to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
You see, the just live by faith. Amen. And the just are not moved by what they see. We walk by faith, not by sight, not by feeling, not by our physical senses. We trust in the Lord. Amen. And then I'm going to keep my confession of faith strong. Amen. I'm going to keep my confidence by keeping my confession of faith strong. In other words, I'm not going to let my mouth betray my heart. Amen. How many know your mouth can betray your heart? You know, sometimes you can say, let things come out your mouth you ain't supposed to say. So you got to keep your confession of faith strong. Your confession of faith is always based on the Word of God, not something you dreamed up in your mind. So that's why you got to stay in that word, because your confession of faith, when you have a confession of faith, you're not speaking to your past, you're speaking to your future. Amen. You're calling things that be not as though they were. Amen. Amen. And then the G. What's the G? Then I'm going to thank God and give God the glory. In other words, I'm going to make God my only source, and he's going to be the focus of my whole life. I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus, and I'm going to do that by praising him, worshiping him, and giving him the glory. I'm going to keep on thanking him that he's at work in my life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, I want to focus on number three here. Expecting God to use his supernatural power on your behalf. That means miracles, signs, wonders, gifts of the Holy Spirit, angelic assistance, suddenlies and surprises. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to focus on. So I'm going to talk to you this morning about miracles, how to position yourself for miracles, and how to cooperate with God so that he can work miracles in your life. A miracle is a sign. Let me give you a scripture first. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Everybody say, to show himself strong. In other words, God wants to demonstrate his power and his strength on your behalf. And the way that he does that is by working miracles and doing things that you can't do on your own, and doing things for you that you can't do, and then using you to be a blessing to other people, dispensing the power of God. Not only are we a dispenser of wealth, but we are dispensers of God's power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The miracle working power of God is in you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I got miracle working power in me. You do have it in you if you have eternal life. If you're born again, you got some power on the inside of you. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but what? Power, love, and a sound mind. Where is that power? That power is on the inside of you. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Now, that word power is the word dunamis in the Greek. The word dunamis means supernatural force. It means divine strength or ability. Hallelujah. And we received that when the Holy Ghost came on us, and that power is in us. So we have miracle working power in us. And you know what I found out? That the word miracle is translated in the New Testament as dunamis. in a few cases, the word miracles is really the word power. And I'm gonna share some scriptures with you on that so that you'll see what I'm talking about. Amen. But you should expect God to do miracles and for you to have signs and wonders in your life all the time. Because God is present in you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. In the Old Testament, the word miracle is also translated wonder 25 times. It is translated sign 8 times. And then it just appears twice as the word miracle. It means a special display of God's power. And when the Bible talks about those great signs, great wonders, and great miracles that God did, all you do is go to the book of Exodus, and you'll see how God demonstrated his power in bringing deliverance to the children of Israel and delivering them out of bondage. Amen? So the word miracle in the Old Testament means a special display of God's power. Those words also translate wonder, sign, and miracle. They're the same word. In the New Testament, the word miracle is also translated as power, dunamis, and sign. It means an unusual occurrence transcending the common course of nature. A sign, a token, something extraordinary or inexplicable. I use a big word then, doesn't I? Means that it can't be explained. Amen. Glory to God. So that's what a miracle means. It is an unusual occurrence transcending the common course of nature. It's a sign, a token, something extraordinary or inexplicable. Hallelujah. And so our God is a God of great signs, great wonders, and great miracles. He does everything great. Deuteronomy 29:3 says, the great temptations which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Now, why does God do miracles? Why does God grant signs and wonders? I'm going to give you 5 reasons. And I'm not saying this is a complete list, but I'm pretty sure that these are 5 good reasons that we can take to the bank. Number one, to demonstrate his authority and his power. Number 2, to bear witness to the truth. To bear witness to the truth. That's why God does it. So if I get up and say Jesus saves, then God would demonstrate the power of salvation. If I say Jesus heals, he'll demonstrate the power of healing. If I say Jesus prospers, then he would demonstrate the power of blessing. Amen. If I say Jesus will give you wisdom, he'll demonstrate the power of giving you wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. When I declare who he is and what he'll do, then the power will be present there. The Bible says that he confirms the word with signs following. That word signs there is the same word miracles. These miracles shall accompany those that believe. Same word, signs. Amen? Praise the Lord. Number 3, to authenticate those who are acting on his behalf. God grants miracles, signs, and wonders to authenticate those that are acting on his behalf. Amen? When he sends you, he will authenticate you. In other words, what does authenticate mean? It means that he will show you to be real and true, not false. Amen. If I'm really sent by God, then I ought to have God's approval, his authentication in my life. Amen. That there's a witness in my life that validates that he sent me. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to see it in my lifestyle. And you ought to be able to see it in the things that happen in my life and how God blesses and how God uses me to be blessed and how God blesses you and how he uses you to bless others. He validates you with signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. God does signs, wonders, and miracles to bless people. Amen. To provide, to protect, to deliver. And then you can add anything else on there that God does to help people in any way, to bless them. So God will do a miracle, a sign, will grant a sign, a release of his power to bless you, to heal you, to deliver you, to provide for you, to prosper you, amen, to even protect you. He'll use his power to do that. Amen. You ought to be happy about that. Amen. Glory to God. I got some power on the inside of me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number five, he does it to accomplish his purpose.